Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie is expected to tout his accomplishments in 2014 and priorities for this year when he delivers his fifth State of the State address tomorrow. He's not likely to devote a lot of the speech to discussing his time spent out of state on behalf of GOP candidates and testing the waters for a possible presidential run in 2016. Let's look at New Jersey taxpayer expenses associated with that travel time with NJ Watchdog's Mark Lagerquist. Mark, thanks for joining us again on Newsworks Tonight.
My pleasure.
Mark, the NJ Watchdog study specifically looked at the cost of state police protection for the governor. What were some of the findings?
Well, what we did is we looked at the money spent for Christie's security on trips and compared it to the previous governor. And what we found is that the travel costs of the state police troopers assigned to protect Christie are 18 times higher than his predecessor. And over the past 4 years, 9 months, New Jersey has spent nearly $1 million on travel expenses just for the troopers who follow Christie around. And that doesn't include overtime or salaries of these troopers either.
Now, one question, did Christie's predecessor spend an unusually little amount of time out of state?
Certainly less. But the thing is, most of the time that Christie spends out of the state now is not on official state business. It's for trips like to the football games or even more, all the political trips that he's made over the past few years as chair of the Republican Governors Association, as somebody who was actively campaigning for Mitt Romney in the last presidential election. So, yeah, he travels a lot more, but these are not official state trips.
The governor was famously taken to task this past month for accepting free trips from Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, and the last game he paid for it out of his own pocket, though he doesn't have that discretion when he travels as chair of the Republican Governors Association, right?
Well, true. But the thing is, I mean, comparing those two trips, the one ball game, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones pays for a private charter plane to fly Christie and his family to VIP seat to the game. The governor gets a lot of heat on that. So then on the next trip that he makes, he pays for the ticket and travel out of his own pocket. Except to taxpayers, that doesn't make a lot of difference because the taxpayers are the ones paying for his 24/7 police protection wherever he goes. And the more personal trips that he takes out of state, the more political trips he takes out of state, the more it costs New Jersey taxpayers.
And again, the NJ Watchdog study was not able to ascertain the amount of overtime devoted to that endeavor.
No, because under a state regulation passed under the Christie administration, the overtime of law enforcement officers is no longer a public record.
And how about other aspects of the breakdown, say lodging, meals, entertainment?
When we talked about nearly $1 million in expenses, nearly 80% or more than 80% of these were put on an American Express card. And we are trying to get a hold of those American Express card statements, but we don't have them yet. What we do have is lump sums of what was paid month by month by month by month. And the question ultimately becomes, to what degree should state taxpayers be paying out when he's doing these political trips and when he's doing these personal trips? For example, as chair of the Republican Governors Association, he raised more than $100 million for the party. Well, but the party gets a free ride. Christie gets a free ride, and taxpayers are paying for the cost of his security when he makes these trips.
Is his administration under any obligation to furnish more detail, specifically regarding that American Express charge card?
Well, we're going to find that out because we have an open Public Records Act request asking for those exact records. We haven't got an answer back yet, and if he denies it, we very well might take him to court over it.
Mark Lagerquist, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on Newsworks Tonight.
My pleasure, Dave.
That's NJ Watchdog's Mark Lagerquist.